God this question. What fire do you want to set in me right now? Ask him.
Disciples who follow in the footpath of Christ, as we follow the way of Christ, we're invited every week to give our very best to God. We're invited to share with God of our time and our talents and the special gifts that we have. And we're also invited every week to share and give of our very best, and that also includes our financial blessings from God. So the offering is an opportunity for you to share and offer your best to God. And so I would invite you now to be a part of that giving, as the ushers are going to come forward and pass out the baskets, that you might be invited to share the best that you have. Not just your time and your talents, but also sharing of your tithes.
Let us bow our heads and pray. Holy God, use these gifts, the best of what we have to offer, so that we can be your hands and feet and voice in the world. Through your holy name we pray. Amen. Our scripture this morning comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 13. And you can find it in your Bibles, if you grabbed one in the back, on page 1271. Hear now these words. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable. If there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and hear and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you have received your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned for me, but had no opportunity to show it. Not that I am referring to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and being in need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. This is the word of God for all people. Thanks be to God. If you'll bow your heads and pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the contemplations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. So we're talking about what comes with fall, and last week we talked about losing our anxiety and getting excited, right? Do you remember that? Wow, you sound excited. That's wow, obviously that went well. So I admit that there's some flaw in just telling you, right, to do good, right? There's some flaw in just saying, you know, just trust and just let go of all that stuff, right? That's not very easy. If we could just be non-anxious, we would already do it. So I'm glad to see that none of you came with anxieties today. That's nice. That's very nice of you. But the truth is, it takes developed action. It takes being intentional and thinking about what it is in our life that is stressing us and what we can do to move away from that stress and towards God. I think about when I was in high school at Cousin O High School. Woo! Sorry. Anthony's also from Cousin O. I remember carrying my backpack. My locker was all the way at one end of the building, and so I had a three-hour block in the morning, and I always had to carry all of my books all at once. And I remember I had this block of classes, and I would just, it would be so heavy, it would weigh me down. And one of those classes that I had in the morning was a reading class. And I remember this literature book was like, you know, it was only this big, but somehow it weighed like 100 pounds when you had to pick it up. But in this reading class, we began to read A Tale of Two Cities. Do you know that story? This size book, right? That's all that I remember of Tale of Two Cities. It was not 100 pounds. You know, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, it was this big. That's all I remember from that book. Yeah, that's about as far as I got, page one, yeah. But I remember as we began to read this book, my teacher stopped referencing our 100-pound literature book, right? And so the first week, I brought my book with me in my backpack. And the second week, I brought my book with me in my backpack, and it never got referenced. And the third week, I brought my book, and, you know, carrying all of these books at the same time. It was not until about the fourth week of only reading A Tale of Two Cities and only talking about A Tale of Two Cities that I actually got the courage up to leave my book in my locker, right? The problem was I could not understand that I didn't need it, right? Does that ever happen to you? I could not process that I could let it go and leave it behind because I didn't believe that would be true. I knew the one day that I left it would be the day that my teacher would say, "All right, pull out your books." But it didn't happen. It never happened. And so I was able to let go of some of that weight, you know, about 100 pounds of a literature book. We in life do a similar thing, right? We are like a backpack, and all of us are carrying something with us, and some of those things can be little anxieties, stress from work or traffic or not getting the right cards in the proverbial game of euchre life, or maybe it's yearning for some of that summer restfulness. And some of us carry around bigger issues in our life, worries about security, life security and safety and relationship issues and issues of health. But some of those things we're able to let go of, but we let them remain with us and weigh us down. And so sometimes the little agitations can go unchecked and we can get frustrated at things that really do not matter. Mostly because we have yet to attend to the things that do matter, right? Have you ever experienced that in your life? Sometimes we don't acknowledge the stress and anxiety in our life can grow and morph when unattended to, and it can turn into a much more major issue. Have you been there? Maybe not quite that extreme, right? I like how the guy keeps typing after he's thrown his monitor over. So that video was related to quitting smoking, which I'm sure can be an anxious thing. We might not all be quite at this point, but if you're like me, you've felt agitation to the point where it affects you, and it affects how you see the world around you, and it can even affect your personal relationships at some point. So we need to be aware of what we are carrying with us and try to let go of what is unnecessary. But just like me and my fear that I would not have my book, the challenge is believing that it is truly possible to let it go. Sometimes we hold on to things for much longer than we need to because we feel like it's essential when it is not. Our scripture this morning reminds us that we don't have to be alone in our struggles and our stresses, and in fact, it is our reliance on God that can help us get through what we're dealing with. Our scripture reminds us that peace comes in Christ and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Do you believe that? We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That even means that we can believe that we can let go of some of the things that we're holding on to. But we have to trust and rely on God and rely on that being true. We have to believe that we can find peace in Christ. John 16:33 says, "I have said this to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you may face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world." See, we see the anxieties in our own lives as something that we cannot shake. But in Christ, we not only receive a salvific truth, that message of salvation, but we also receive a comfort and guide in our lives. We are not alone. I am not alone, and you are not alone. Paul also talks about learning to be content. Paul is only content because he is grounded in Christ. He is ready for all that he encounters in his life and ministry because of that reliance on God who gives him strength. So his readiness for ministry comes from being able to rely on God. So we have to ask ourselves, how can we reframe those things in our life that stress us out so that we can turn them over to God? The Bible tells us that we can look to Christ for patience and peace, and we can look to Christ who calls us to know that God is present. So if we think critically about what we are worrying about in our lives, we can know that it is not necessary. And even when we feel like it's necessary, that some of those things, we can let it go. If it is something major in our lives that maybe we don't have the ability to let go of, we can also turn to God in prayer and ask for guidance and seek to turn it over to God. We are not alone. The truth is, when we talk about falling into readiness, the truth is, for us to be ready for what God has for us to do in our lives, we need to be able to let go of the barriers that keep us from believing that that is true. The more that we can pray and center ourselves on Christ, the more ready we will be to encounter life and do positive ministry in the world. So today, I invite you, this is only part of the message this morning, to be ready for what God can do in this community with all of us, we can prepare our hearts to be open to Christ. This means physically turning something over. So this morning you got in your bulletin a little piece of paper. Now this paper is made of eco-friendly but chemically developed material so that when placed in water, it will dissolve. So, I'm giving you this fancy paper for a reason. What I would invite you to do is write one word or a phrase or a few things or as many things as you need I would invite you to write something down on this piece of paper. There's some pencils that will be passed out, or if you don't already have a pencil, there's also some pencil and extra paper up here. I would invite you to write down what you need to turn over to God this morning. And the reason that it's on paper that will dissolve, not only is it the physical act of you letting it go and watching it disappear in front of you, but it is also because this is between you and God and only between you and God. So this is not something that I'm going to read or your neighbor's going to read, but something that you can do so you can turn it over. I also would invite, if there's anyone who's not able to come up, we'll have our ushers also with water, and Jordan's got some water back there. So if you want to just raise your hand and we'll bring some water around to you, and you too can dissolve what you need to turn over to God. So I'd invite you to think and pray for a few minutes and then come forward or have someone come to you. Let us bow our heads and pray. God of all, help us to be ready for all that you want us to do in our lives. Help us to turn over our stress and fear to you so that in you we can find strength and joy for all that lies ahead. God of love, hear our prayers. Amen. Go from this place, let God hear our prayers, and let us know that one thing remains, that God's love is present in our lives in all that we face, so we can turn our struggles and worries and stress over to God and go forth from this place ready to share that love of Christ with others. In your holy name we pray.